Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. We are going to be putting a bright spotlight on the Southwest tonight. And it's so great to be back on the air after our Best of Show series that we ran in honor of Earth Month in April. I have missed the microphone. I have missed the headsets. And oh, by the way, it's Cinco de Mayo today. So what a great day to come back. And what a great show we have ready for you today, because it will make everything just that more special after our short break. The title for our show today is Gail Greeney Send Positive Messages for Tucsonans, to Tucsonans, and I'm going to say to the country and to everyone that listens to our show from around the world, I am grateful to have them here. You're going to hear about what they're doing, about what an amazing group of people, including school administrators, parents, and young students who wanted to intentionally come together to make a difference for the planet, and in fact, that is just what they're doing. The name of their group is the Gail Greeney Science Club. They have some really cool shirts, which you can't see because it's radio, but I have mine on. And the members joining me in studio to represent them and tell their fabulous story are Trish Wheeler, who's co-chair of the Gail Greeney Science Club, and two proud members of that club, McKenna Wheeler and Devika Dusman. De Guzman. Okay, see, there, I got it right on the third time. And is she ever cute and smart? And we're going to rock this show. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to Down to Earth, and I can't wait to hear what you have to share. So, Trish, let's start with you and do a crazy shout-out for the king, Kelly King, the force. We have to start out by saying, go, Kelly King.
Yeah, indeed. She is remarkable, and she is truly the person who planted the seed of this amazing program for Gail Elementary School.
She just really gets things whipped up and makes them happen, and we all want to follow her.
Well, we call it the Kelly Factor. You can come close, but you cannot exceed.
I love that. Hashtag Kelly Factor. There's lots of people in Tucson, and I'm sure around the country, that get it. Even the guests she lines up for my show. So you were there from the beginning when the Kelly Factor kicked in. What was the intention behind starting the Gail Greenies, which, by the way, as parents who work, as parents who are busy, as kids who are busy, was a big chore to take on? Why did you decide to go ahead and help start the science club?
Well, I think that for most schools, the idea of trying to think greener and create a greener atmosphere is on every school's radar. But to actually get it going and see kids responding and really excited about it, it is hard to do. And there's so, I mean, being that I am a teacher, there's so much on teachers nowadays to make that one more thing that has to come out of the classroom that they're responsible for. It's really not fair. And so it is nice when it's a community effort and it's coming from the parents. And so, you know, Kelly, that was kind of the biggest thing that she helped everybody understand. You know, she started, and I have to say that I'm very proud because our kids were in preschool together. And I kind of recruited her specifically, like everybody wanted Kelly King to come. Exactly, right? Like they wanted Kelly King to come to their elementary school because they knew that this woman was a force to be reckoned with, and good things happen wherever she goes. And so I recruited her hard because I thought, oh, she'd be such a fun parent to have involved with the different things going on at Gail. And yeah, I was right because she kind of was like, look, you know, if we can show the rest of the community that this is important to us, then people will step up and really help us make it something more than just like this little club with lots of gimmicky little things. Like it's going to be special and it's going to be meaningful to the kids. And so she worked in so much earnest to get fundraising going and really kind of taught the rest of us how to make that happen. That being that I am a teacher, it's harder for me to see that side of how all that gets accomplished.
All the organizational pieces.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And all the effort it takes to raise $60 or $20 or, you know what I mean? And it is that part of the process was very overwhelming, but it really spoke a lot that the Gail Greenies were able to raise as much money as they did. So that they were able to accomplish some of the things that will be so meaningful for the kids.
And money's for things like supplies, which you need, all of the things that you want to do in the after class so that kids are interested and want to come back. I mean, that's another thing about schools. There's not a lot of extra cash laying around, especially if you live in Arizona.
We do have to bring that up a little bit.
And so what I think I remember is at the first club meeting, which was only several months ago, there were 43 kids. So to me, the interest was clearly there.
It was after school. It was an additional thing. And I think we could have actually had, being that it ended up something that we started doing later in the spring, a lot of kids that came to me and they're like, oh, Mrs. Wheeler, I really wanted to do this, but I've got baseball or I've got softball or swim team, you know, like, so having it after school, unfortunately, kind of limited it. But it was nice to see that, 43 different kids from across, you know, from kindergarten to fifth grade all wanted to be involved and engaged in it.
Now, assuming that you will stay involved, it was a really short, like you said, it came at the end, closer to the end of the school year. Are you planning on continuing it? And what are some of the things you'd like to see continue? I'm not asking you to commit on the air for all of everybody
to
hear.
I mean, we do have big goals, right? Because we did do this fundraising we've got supplies. We are flying in kids that, we'll talk later about One More Generation and what it will mean to the Gail students to meet these kids that created their own program. But ideally, I think it would be fantastic to have, now that the seed is planted for these kids, you know, now that they're excited about choices that they can make every day in their life to be greener, how do they take that to the next level and reach out to other schools or, you know, within the community or beyond, and what little programs and initiatives can they start, and how as a school community do they work collaboratively with what they've learned now and reach even more students. So I that's what I'd like to see us continue doing.
And I just want to tell everybody, since we have such a good sound system, you might hear this tiny little voice being picked up by the microphone, and that's McKenna going, mm-hmm. So there's little peepsy voices, and she's agreeing and saying it without saying it out loud. So that's what that little background noise is, but we're going to be hearing from McKenna. Now, you mentioned, I am over the top, unbelievably impressed with what you've done, because it really is a club about sustainability and living more consciously as kids, and that ripples into the parents, into the school. Everything you do has a ripple effect. Bringing Carter and Olivia Reese, who started One More Generation when they were 8 and 9.5 years old, to help prevent the extinction of any more species, to have them on the planet for one more generation, is amazing. So do you want to talk about that? I mean, that is going to be a weekend extraordinaire.
It is going to be amazing. They'll be here on this Friday May 8th?
Yes.
So they'll be here May 8th. And they're going to be spending the whole day at the school. So they'll be able then to interact with all the students at Gail. So that's going to be really special. And they're going to do different activities. They're going to do activities where they're learning about, like, I think my second grader's class is going to be doing things like writing letters for orangutans and learning about palm oil and its connection to orangutans. I think
Habitat
McKenna is your
station.
Class doing like something with plastic and reducing plastic use, you know. So they're going to be doing these different activities, and I think it's going to be really special for them. And then on Saturday night, for the kids that were involved with the Gail Greenie program who took the initiative to do this after school, Tankaverde Guest Ranch is co-sponsoring and helping us to they've provided space to have a gala with Carter and Olivia. Party. So yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. But all in a very short amount of time, organized. They're coming out. They're as excited as we are to be coming. And I can't wait to see them and spend time with them. Jim, their dad, is amazing. And there'll be a lot of sharing because the kids at Gale have things to share about what they're doing. And I think that's what's so great about Carter and Olivia. They're not just here to teach. They're here to learn. It's called sharing. So, Miss McKenna, can you tell us one thing you learned by being a Gale Greenie this semester that you want to continue exploring that got you excited?
Well, I learned a lot of things this semester during Gale Greenies, but something that I keep wanting to explore would probably be the impact on litter in the world and how important it is to recycle instead of litter.
And what did you see? What did you cover in the science class that made you aware of how much waste there is? Was there one particular picture or was it the instructors that made you aware of how much waste we have and how many people we have on the planet? What got your attention? Because I'm very passionate about that as well.
It was how the teachers told me about it and things that they'd tell me during class. And sometimes they'd tell me and some other students, well, the other students, to look outside and see how much trash there is. Or like while you're
count
driving.
Count plastic bags. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think our state bird is a plastic bag because they're in so many trees. It's like, that's great. And I'm like, no, do we grow these here? Because they're on everything. And they're really, really ugly, right?
Yeah.
So waste is a big one, and we can get rid of those. That's when people ask me what two things you can do. I say stop using plastic bottles and stop using plastic bags. So that's one of the things that got you excited. Did it get you thinking about the waste in the ocean? Because that's where a lot of the waste goes. Did that happen in your science class?
Yeah, we did an experiment, and it was a game. My mom introduced how the impact on trash is in the ocean. Like, for example, the trash and pollution is killing sea otters, and sea otters eat urchins. And urchins eat the holdfast that holds kelp and seaweed to rocks. And kelp and seaweed play a big part in the marine ecosystem.
And if you destroy one part of it, it starts destroying all of it, right? Mm-hmm. And people don't think of that connection. Did you have a joke you wanted to tell about that or no?
Well, when I was little,
I thought it was a great joke.
I invented a little joke.
So tell us.
What did the mermaid say to the scuba diver when she was stuck in seaweed?
What?
Kelp, kelp.
Yes, I love it. We have to ring the bell for that one. Oh my gosh, that's the first time we had that cute a joke told on the air. So what would you like to do? What would you like the other fourth graders? What can you do to let the other fourth graders know what you've done about our planet and how important it is for all of us to be aware of things that you found out about?
I'd really like my friends to be aware of the amount of trash that is in our home and on our planet, because you need to keep the earth clean because it's our home, other people's homes, plants' homes, animals' homes. And it's hard to clean up. It's not just like taking out the vacuum and cleaning your carpet. It's very hard to clean, so we need to keep it clean.
And maybe someday we could arrange for the science club to go on a field trip and we could go to the recycling plant, because I've taken groups there. Because then you get to see the massive amount of waste that we produce in this city. It's like, where are we going to put it forever? I know not a lot of people want to go to the landfill, but I'm Mrs. Green, so I love going to the landfill and showing people. This is a recycling plant. The landfill is a whole nother story. Mm-hmm. Because I think you have learned this. The first R is really reduce. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily recycle your plastic bags. It's to try to stop using them.
Reduce the amount of trash.
Exactly. All around. Okay. Now let's go over to our next rock star, Devika. Devika. How's that? speak. You're on, babe. Why do you feel it's important that young people understand what's happening in our planet? You're very excited about it, Miss Kelly told me.
Because I think it is important for young people to know about what is happening on our planet, because if they learn to recycle and to reuse just when they're an adult, then they won't really get to use their knowledge their whole entire life. So I think the young people should know about how bad it is, and then they could reuse and recycle all throughout their life.
And then you're so right. All those years could go by while they're producing waste, and you're saying, let's start as young people. And then you can probably have impact on your family and maybe your grandparents, because a lot of times I hear stories where kids come home from things they've learned at school, and they're telling their parents, Mom, don't give me that plastic water bottle. Are you kidding? Mrs. Green might see me. That'd be really bad. What made you get excited about joining the club? What got you interested in the first place?
I heard that there was some science club called Gale Greenies that were trying to protect the world, and I thought I would be interested in that, in saving the world. And
it's people like you that give me hope, because I'm older and I want to help preserve this planet for one more generation and one more generation and try to help reduce the waste. What would you like the club to do next year? What are some of your hopes if you stay in, which I assume you will? What would you like to do next year?
I would like to learn about how raising cows for meat is bad for the ecosystem, because they have to cut down the forest when they're not even keeping the animals.
So you're seeing the connection between they're cutting down rainforest land to graze cattle, yes, and then cattle produce methane, which hurts with our CO2 emissions or our pollution, air pollution, whatever. So that what made that be exciting for you? Because you've made some big changes as a result of Gale Greenies, correct? One big one that you might want to share on air. Are you a vegetarian?
Yes.
There you go. And what did you see that made you realize I'm not going to eat meat anymore?
Well, I never actually ate meat in my life.
Oh, so were you raised as a vegan?
As a vegetarian.
As a vegetarian. Okay. And you're not going to go out and be having big hunks of steak anytime soon?
Actually, I think I'm only going to be vegan the rest of the year, but I'm still going to be vegetarian.
Okay, so vegan is no meat, no cheese, no dairy.
And nothing that comes from animals.
Nothing that comes from animals. And vegetarian is plant-based mostly, but can you eat cheese if you're a vegetarian?
Yes.
Okay, that would be very hard for me to give up cheese. We always struggle in this family about what we're going to eat because we were raised as meat eaters, okay? What do you find, are most of your friends in the club after school?
Yes, some of my friends, but not really most of them.
And then do you want to talk about what happens in the club afterward? I'm trying to figure out here how it grows to not just, you know, it doesn't stay just in the club, but do you want to talk about it with other students in your class and in your grade?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what do you have for lunch?
Well, I have a reusable lunchbox.
Awesome. And healthy foods? Not Cheetos, which I love Cheetos. I shouldn't say that, but you're not supposed to be having any Cheetos for lunch. That's not even real food.
Nope. No.
The things that I found out is Mrs. Green. I mean, what do you mean Cheetos is not real food? It's just a bunch of puffed up chemicals with pretty coloring in them that makes your lips orange. So there you go. Now, what about you, Miss McKenna? Did you make any changes in your eating habits, or is that not an area of interest for you, or what's going on there?
Well, me and my mom and dad started changing our diet a little bit before Gilgini's and trying not to eat as much meat. Like, my mom and dad, when they got back from a trip to Costa Rica, was it a year ago? A year ago, they saw what the impact on raising cattle in the rainforest does. So they wanted to try to stop eating meat, because then if you eat meat, then you are cutting down the rainforest. And so we started trying to cut out more meat out of our diet. Then we started doing things a little bit more vegan, but we're still eating a little bit of meat here and there, and still some dairy products every once in a while, but we mostly eat fruits and vegetables.
That's really amazing. It's hard, especially like for me at my age, to just totally cut out meat. We've done a lot of it. My husband is much better at not eating as much meat, but there's a lot of vegetables that are not my favorite either. Like, I've been going to these luncheons and they have kale and quinoa salads, and I'm like, okay, where's lunch? Because I want a little bit more than that. But I'm growing too. I grew up eating meat.
Sometimes it gets harder for our family to eat healthy, not just for us, but for the environment, since we have allergies to so many foods.
What kind of allergies do you have?
Well, we have allergies to shellfish and mango, kiwi, guava, and then big allergies to nuts. And me and my sister don't do very well to dairy, so we try to stay away from that.
Well, I think that's very interesting, because we're hearing and reading about more and more kids that they're gluten intolerant, they can't have dairy, there's peanut allergies all over the place. So I think that is really says a lot about what kind of shape our world is in, that there are things that are in the food that have changed, and it's affecting kids' health, which I happen to care about. So sitting over there in your pretty red shirt, Devika, is there anything else you wanted to share with us? And we're not going to get off the air and say, oh, darn, I wish I had said that on Mrs. Green's World Down to Earth show. Is there anything else you want to share? Like, what would you like to see happen next year? What things are you excited about that you didn't learn enough about? Do you want to learn more about the oceans? Do you want to learn more about healthy food? What gets you excited about learning?
Well, I would like to learn about how some people forget that animals have feelings too, and they'll not mind this, because sometimes they just think of the environment, but you should think about both of them.
I think that's a brilliant thing to say, and I think we have forgotten about our connection to food. And in some cultures where they do eat the animal, they bless it, they use all parts of it, and they're very conscious and grateful for the food that they have been given. But in our culture, pretty much, we think that steak comes from Safeway wrapped up in cellophane, not from an animal that really sacrificed her life for our food, right? That's a really good one to learn about. What about water? Do you guys worry about water shortages? Do you think that's a big issue?
Yeah. Me and my family try to use the water that we have we try to use little water for things and try to not use it for unnecessary things.
Like leaving the water on when you're brushing your teeth. Mm-hmm. I always used to do that. I always did. And then I became Mrs. Green, and you waste gallons and gallons of water by doing that. And sometimes now I take a timer out, and I take five-minute showers, because I can get lost in how good a hot shower feels.
We try to make 5 to 10-minute showers.
Yeah, that's good. Staying in the shower can be really good. And are you excited about meeting Carter and Olivia?
Very.
Yes.
Do you have questions you're going to ask of them? I mean, think of some of the things they've done. They've filmed a documentary, mm-hmm. which you're all capable of, about the devastation of the rhinos. They've seen some pretty harsh things for their age. And I always like to ask them, how do you handle that? Because it's very hard to be so young. It's hard for me at my age to see some of the things that happen with poaching and hunters, and yet they made mm-hmm. a film about it.
I've been very inspired by Carter and Olivia's efforts in 1 Million Footprints Across Africa and One More Generation, and I'd like to do something like that someday.
That's a wonderful thing to say. And you know what? They will listen to the show, and one of their main dreams and visions and purpose in life is to inspire other young people to get involved in any aspect of the environment. Mm-hmm. So that's really for One More Generation. Were you inspired by them too?
Yes. I think it takes a lot of courage to go up there and to see all of those harsh things that the hunters have done to the rhinos.
I don't think I could take it. I think I have another role in life, and it's to tell the story, but I don't really think I could stand seeing it. I really don't. So the party, the big party mm-hmm. at Tankaverde Guest Ranch, I think something that struck me is that this community, Tucson, has really responded to mm-hmm. Carter and Olivia coming. I know KOLD News 13 is going to do a story. Those kids and their dad are yeah. meeting with people at the University of Arizona for the Palm Oil Initiative. So they've already made a change here just by showing up in the world and by contacting us about what they're doing. And it's just, we are all Carter and Olivia's. They don't want to be just admired. They're so inspirational to have other kids doing the same things and having us believe we can make a difference.
My friends, sometimes they'd bring plastic water bottles to school or plastic bags, and I will bring reusable water bottles and Tupperwares to school, and I try to tell them that we should use Tupperwares and reusable water bottles instead of plastic water bottles and non-reusable bags.
And at your age, it's so important. And how do they react when you say that? Are some of them nice about it?
They're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell my mom and dad that. What do you like to talk about with your friends that you've learned, Evika?
Well, I try to convince them. I didn't really talk anything, like, really any environment thing, but I told them about the vegetarian thing, and they try to make up excuses.
For why they eat meat?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. We have 2 minutes left, which it went very fast. Is there any final word that you want to say? Trish, do you want to jump on the microphone again? You can just get right in there. Do you have anything you want to say?
I just want to say thank you so much for having us here at your studio and allowing us to talk about our very, very fun program. So thank you so much.
And you know I could not wait. I was probably more excited than you guys were, and I'm proud of you, and I'll be there if I can Friday and definitely on Saturday night. There's going to be a party. I would never miss a party. So on Saturday, we come back to our regular show, Mrs. Green's World Show. We have a woman named Lori Taylor, who is her name is the Produce Mom, and she's doing something very similar. She's getting healthy food in schools all over the country and really getting on the news. And another one who said, I'm going to make a difference and I'm going to take on healthy foods. And then next week on the 12th, another Down to Earth, there's another dynamo named Kimber Lanning. And she is helping to host a Bali conference. I hope I get that right. It's Balle. And it's a conference about why it's so important to support locally owned businesses, to shop locally, to think locally, and what type of economic impact it has, how it's such a positive impact for us when we support local shows. I want to thank all of you for coming on the show, and thank you for being in the club. And Kelly King, thank you for showing up on the planet. You've had an impact on all of us. Make it a great green day, and we'll report on what happened at the big celebration with Carter and Olivia from One More Generation. Thanks, everybody. Make it a great green week.